Hare Krishna. We continue our discussion about the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, and we will discuss now in these last two prayers, one about Hiranyakashipu and one about Prahlad, where we contrast their characters. This is now 7.9.23. Drushta maya divibho khiladhishnyapanam Ayushriyo vibhavichyati yanjanoyam Yes matpitukupitaha savijumbhi bro Vispurjite nilitaha satute nirastaha Trishta maya I have seen with my own eyes Divibho akhiladhishnyapanam O Lord Vibho Divi In the higher planet system there are akhiladhishnyapanam There are all the controllers of the universe, Dishnyapanam, and the people of this world. What do they do? Yanjanoyam, the people of this world, they desire Ayushriyo Vibhava Ichchati. They desire long life, they desire wealth, they desire beauty, they desire power. All this they desire. So now, in this world, people desire wealth and power, and in the heavenly planets, people have these powers. Ye asmat pitukupita hasa vijrumbhidru. But all those who have this, pituhu, my father, kupita hasa, when he would get angry or annoyed and he would laugh in a sarcastic way, vijrumbhidru. And when he would just raise his eyebrows, bru, visfurjitena. He would actually cause the devatas to be defeated by just raising his eyebrows, lulitaha, and that such a powerful lord, sute satute nirastaha, you have destroyed him, my lord, you have finished him. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is driving home through his own example, through his own observation, personal observation, the futility of seeking material opulence and material benedictions. So he's talking about the hierarchy at four levels. First is people in this world. You know, they desire long life, they desire wealth, they desire power. These are the things which people consider as markers of a successful life. You know, you have made it, you have arrived. You have become a big person, they say. When person is a long, healthy life, person has wealth, person has influence over others. Now, whatever we may have of these, the devatas have much, much greater than that. Their lifespan is astronomical when we consider our lifespan. And they have far, far greater wealth than what we have. And the influence also they have is much greater. Now, more than that, more than the devatas' influence, was the influence of Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu was a demon, and we could say in today's parlance, you know, he was a self-made man. Self-made man in the sense that he performed severe austerities. Yes, of course he got benedictions from Brahma, but he worked very hard, and he was phenomenally upwardly mobile. People talk about upward immorality, more mobility of rags to riches story. But here, he was a demon and he had not only defeated the devatas, but had usurped them. And usurped them to such an extent that he had actually become, he had developed such prowess that the devatas lived in mortal terror of him. And just as if he would just raise his eyebrows in anger, in annoyance, everyone would cower away from him. The devatas would tremble. Such was the power of the devatas. Now the Bhagavatam says that how mad bhayat bhati vato yam suryastapti mad bhayat dahati agnid varshati indra mrityuscharati mad bhayat. In the teachings of Kapila, it is said that actually, everything moves under the fear of the Supreme Lord. Now, even the higher beings, such as Indra and Indra and Surya and Vayu and Agni, even Yama, they all work in fear. Now this fear is not like a terror, like it's not, Krishna is not a dictator who, you know, everyone else lives in mortal terror of, but this fear is a reverence. Reverence where there is fear that I don't want to displease this Lord. So now basically when the devatas are fearful of Hiranyakashipu, that they become horrified when he raises eyebrows in displeasure or anger, thinking that, oh, what will he do? He may destroy us. So he may break havoc on us if he gets displeased. That means basically it, to some observers it might appear that Hiranyakashipu had usurped the position of the devata, of the Supreme Lord. So he had become so powerful of the the devatas were afraid of him. And yet this phenomenally incredibly powerful Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, vispurjite nalulat tusutte nirastaha. In one moment you just destroyed him. You finished off his prowess, his position, his lifespan, his wealth, everything you finished off in one moment. So, the hierarchy of power is here, the ordinary people who desire material things, the devatas who are material things, the demon who, Hiranyakashipu, who disrupting the universal order, had got the material things far, far more than what people in this world have or even the devatas have, who had almost become God. But then when the real God, Narasimha, manifested over there, in one moment, Hiranyakashipu's position, progress, prestige, everything was finished. And therefore, in the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj will say, Tasma damustanu bhritamama shisho yogya. He says, therefore, all the things that people in this world desire, I do not desire them. So, when we live in a materialistic culture like the culture today, we are bombarded with images of worldly positions, worldly gadgets and worldly pleasures. And often these images, they captivate us and we start desiring these things. And in today's society, often the pleasure that is promised from these things is aggressively promoted, aggressively glamorized. But the downside, that when we lose, that we may lose these things at any time, and we will lose all these things at some time, this is often not depicted, or even if it is depicted, it is not highlighted. This is a sidelined fact of reality, and thus we are blindsided by this selective and deceptive depiction of the nature of material world. And the Bhagavatam brings about a balance by describing first the phenomenal prosperity and power of Hiranyakashipu, and then describing how all this power was finished off. And that's why for us to rise upward and upwards in the hierarchy of power, that is actually useful concept. It is not very productive, because no matter how much we rise, we'll be knocked off that pedestal wherever we have placed ourselves in one swoop of time. And time is God Himself. Kalosmi Loka Kshetrut Pravraddho, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, time I am, the destroyer of all the worlds. 11.32 he states. So therefore, rather than trying to raise ourselves in the hierarchy of power in this world, we need to raise our consciousness to the highest reality and link with Him in love. And when we thus become devoted to the Lord, we get far, far greater blessings. Our blessings that we get are inner and eternal. They're internal and they're eternal. Whereas trying to rise externally, whatever blessings we get, they are external and they are ephemeral. So now, after describing the external and peripheral, the external and peripheral depiction, blessings that Hiranyakashipu got in such an unparalleled way, and how he lost them within one moment. Now let us, in the next meditation on Prahlad's prayers, we will consider what is the blessing that Prahlad got. Thank you. Hare.